Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. It's okay to change. Listen, we in a new setup. Okay. We're not even in a new setup. We're in Atlanta, and during Tampa, there's a Hurricane Milton going on right now. So we had to leave Tampa, we had to leave Florida, and then come to a different city. And at first I wasn't going to go live because I don't have the equipment, I don't have the microphone, but then it just brought me back to my roots. Like when I started, I didn't have the fancy equipment, I didn't have the fancy gear, I didn't have everything that I have now. So it's just really taking me back to when I first started. And I started with no excuse. I started when I wasn't good. I started when I had doubt. But one thing I learned is that you have to continue to change. You have to continue to evolve. You have to continue to grow, even if it means going back to the roots, even if it means going back to the basics, even if it means starting how you have begun your journey. So what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Today here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, I believe this is relevant for the podcasting tips, because to be an effective podcaster, you have to use what you have. Now, I don't have my original setup. I don't have the whiteboard. I can't necessarily write on the board. So today is just going to be an interactive communication style to where I'm just speaking. I'm just teaching about podcasts and what it has done to me. So my name is Terrell Humphrey, and I'm the host of Failure's Knowledge Podcast. And this podcast has done so many different things for me, because when it taught me how to start with what I don't have. You have to start with what you don't have, but you have to start with what you do have so you can get better with the things that you don't have. Because what I've learned while podcasting, really learning more about myself, is that it's a journey behind everything. You can't get comfortable on camera if you never press record. You can't get comfortable on camera if you never pick up your phone and start recording yourself. You can't get comfortable on camera if you're not recording yourself on camera. Yesterday when I made a video on day seven challenge, over 90 day challenge to make $100,000, I made the video and I recorded it 5 different times, and the 4 different times previous than the last one, I messed up. I took a picture rather than recording. I took a picture of me talking for like 2 seconds. I recorded myself maybe for 3 seconds. I even recorded another video when the camera wasn't facing me, it was facing the other side, and I still talked and I still delivered the message. But then when I looked at it, I just heard me speaking rather than seeing and hearing me speak at the same time. And so it was so frustrating for me, because I had to really just sit down with what I was doing while I was doing this particular thing. And it taught me that if you understand what you are doing, how you go about doing it, would improve because you're able to learn more about yourself. You're able to learn the right thing to do, the wrong thing versus the wrong thing to do, because you have the skills. You develop the art. You develop your creativity. And so when you go back to the beginning of the roots, when you go back to the beginning of what you have done, you have to know that it's something new that you have to learn. Recording, making videos, making podcast episodes is difficult. It's challenging. But just because it's challenging doesn't mean it's impossible. Just because you don't have the fancy equipment doesn't mean you can't share your message. Just because you're not able to have a production studio or a studio like many others doesn't mean that your message is not going to reach the same amount of people. Now, I'm in a room where it's echoing and I don't have my mic in. I don't have the camera set up. I'm actually using the camera on my computer because when I started, I had to start with what I had. Starting what you have leads you to change what you think about yourself, because you don't have all the fancy equipment. You don't have all the fancy microphones. What you have is the things that's in front of you right now. When you start and use what you have, you recognize how valuable it can become. You identify the priceless equipment that you have because you're using what you have at this moment. Now, I'm not saying you have to always keep this particular equipment or keep this particular style. What I am saying is that you have to start and be okay with changing, because as you change, you are developing yourself. When you develop yourself, you have to really understand that you have to grow into yourself. You have to grow into the skill. You have to grow into what you would like to do, because as you are figuring out yourself, as you are figuring out your skill, as you are opening your door to creativity, you have to know that you can nurture this creativity so that it can grow, it can improve, it can be better than what you can ever imagine. But it's understanding that it's not the end of the world that you're not good at something. Change comes from a decision. You have to be willing to start where you are at. Because when you recognize where you are at, you're able to grow in a way where you can develop even more. But it's starting with where you are at. It's starting with what you have. And it's not necessarily comparing yourself. What it is saying that I have what I have. And even though I have what I have to be willing to use what I have. I remember when I was in high school and I was in this art class. And we had to take this art class because it was kind of like an elective. It was kind of like a class that you had to take because it was a creative class that you had to take while being in high school. And so as I'm in this class, I remember drawing. She was like, okay, now we're going to draw something that you like to do, that you enjoy. And I'm not the best drawer. My mama, who raised a single mom, raising three boys by herself, she's a phenomenal drawer. And it blows my mind to this day. When she draws something, she's drawing it by using her mind, just looking at the picture. Like, she can look at the picture and it'd be the exact replica of what she just drew. And so as I'm in this art class, I'm not really creative. I can't really draw. Like, my pictures don't look like actual pictures. My pictures look like a kindergarten drew it. Like, I wasn't good. And what I recognize is that just because I couldn't paint a particular picture, I couldn't color a particular outline, I couldn't outline a particular picture I was looking at, doesn't mean that my creativity stopped here. Doesn't mean that this is the only creativity that I have, because I'm able to draw something. I'm able to use my imagination and make my imagination a real thing. What I've learned is that even though I can't draw, even though I'm not good at drawing actual pictures, even though I can barely color, that doesn't mean that I'm not creative. That doesn't mean I can't develop a skill. That doesn't mean I can't learn something new. I just have to be willing to change what I learn about myself to know that it's okay to not know everything. It's okay to start where you are at. It's okay to begin just believing in yourself. Half a decade ago, when I start podcasting, I had to learn that it's okay not to have the fancy studio. It's okay not to be so confident on camera. It's okay not to even sound intelligent. But as I continue to do it, as I continue to produce, as I continue to show up day in, day out, and throughout the time, throughout the journey, I've learned that I was building a skill. Podcasting is a skill, because you really have to understand that it's something that you're building on top of. It's not necessarily the thing that you're building, it's how you're building it. And what matters is that you identify a skill. My skill was podcasting. My creativity was podcasting because it's something that I kept to. It's something that I kept up with. Now, everyone's creativity is different. Everyone's style of creating it can be different from one another. There's not a one size fit for everything because there's multiple things that different people can come encounter with. And what I've learned during this time is that even though my mama, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, she can draw a phenomenal picture. And as she's drawing this phenomenal picture, I used to think, why can't I do that? Why can't my pictures look like an actual picture rather than something that's like than a kindergarten drew? Why can't I do this? And what I've learned is that she put the time and effort into it every single day. Every day she got up and drew something. Every day she got her notebook, got her sketch notebook out, and got her drawing pencils, and she drew something. I said, oh, I wasn't creative enough to continue along the process because I had to learn how to build a skill. My skill, I didn't enjoy drawing, so I didn't keep picking up the pen. I didn't keep picking up the pencil. I didn't keep picking up the paintbrush because it was something I didn't enjoy. I didn't even enjoy it. And what I've learned is that when you recognize what you like, when you recognize what you don't like, when you recognize something that don't bring you enjoyment, what happens is that you can learn more about yourself. What happens is that you're developing even more. And as you're developing even more, you're understanding that it's a skill that you can develop, but you have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to change, because if you're not willing to change, how do you grow? If you're not willing to learn, how do you improve? If you're not willing to develop a skill, how can you grow over time? You see, podcasting taught me that when you learn something, you have to be willing to stay to it. When you learn a skill, you have to be willing to do it every single day. My favorite player was Kobe Bryant. And let me tell you why he was my favorite player. He was my favorite player because he showed up every single day. He showed up every single day. I started being a fan of him in 2010 when they went against the Celtics. And then later on down the line, when I got older and became more of a fan, I started to learn the history of Kobe Bryant. In 2008, the Lakers lost to the Celtics. And in 2009, the Lakers beat the Magics. And in 2010, the Lakers, who lost to the Celtics in 2008, beat the team. And that's when Kobe won his fifth ring. Kobe Bryant stayed to it. He wasn't complacent. He wasn't comfortable with what he had. He knew he had to keep working on his craft. My favorite move that he used to always do was the turnaround jumper. Was like he'd get down in the post, like he'd put his shoulder on him, and then he'd dribble and then turn around and shoot. It was like clockwork, because he was practicing this one skill. It was like clockwork. And it was so smooth with it because he kept working on it. He perfected it because he focused on it. And what I've learned is that when you identify the skill that you like to focus on and improve, you have to be willing to do it every single day. You have to be willing to show up every single day. You have to be willing to learn about it every single day. You see, when I started in podcasting half a decade ago, I didn't know it was even called podcasting. I was just making videos. I was just talking to the camera. I was just sharing what I had on my heart. And even though I was sharing what I had on my heart, I knew something was there. But I didn't know what the something was. And today, even though I'm not in a fancy studio, even though I'm not at home, even though I don't have the equipment, and I'm just using my computer and my camera to make a podcast, you have to use what you have so you can be good with it, so you can improve over time. And as you're improving over time, now you're able to get more. Now you're able to get more. I was reading in the Bible, Matthew chapter 25, and it was just saying that if God gives you a little, and he can trust you with the little, when you handle the little that you have, he will multiply. Like you'll be prepared to handle the more because you handled the little. And what I didn't fully recognize was that the little was just a skill. was just you believing in yourself, was just you understanding that it's a process behind this. But you have to develop the skill. Okay, once you develop the skill, you have to grow the skill. Okay, once you develop this skill and grow this skill, you have to nurture this skill. Okay, once you grow this skill and develop this skill, you have to nurture the skill, and you have to do it every single day. But the mundane, the boring task is so overwhelming. Because how do you know you're doing something right if you know you don't fully understand what you're doing? After 893 podcast episodes, I was figuring out what I was doing. I was figuring out how I can go about doing it. I was figuring out why I was even doing it. At one point, I threw in the towel and said, I'm not going to do podcasts no more because this is just too overwhelming. I didn't fully understand what I was doing. I didn't fully understand and see the impact. I wasn't comprehending. I wasn't learning because I was just producing. And what I learned is that after all the production that I've done, the skill that I've built over time has developed even more because it multiplies so much more. I started with one. When I start picking up the camera, when I start talking to the camera, when I start creating a podcast, I started with one. And when I started with one, it went to five. I just had a goal to do 10. My goal is to do 10 podcast episodes because the stats say that majority of new podcasters who start podcasting only create 3 different podcast episodes. And I didn't want to do 3 because I just wanted to figure it out. I wanted to learn. I wanted to develop. I wanted to identify this skill. My mama's skill was creativity. She can draw. My creative skills was me speaking and producing podcasts. And what I've learned is that one creative skill is no better than the next creative skill. What makes the creative skill special is the person that develops the skill. The reason why you have to develop a skill, because the skill is going to stay with you forever. The skill is going to stay with you forever. And I was watching this video with Floyd Mayweather Jr., and he was talking in the video. He said, man, it's my fault. Because in the video, he was working on his jabs. Like, he was doing his pre-routine, right? But as he's doing his pre-routine, he's not extending his arms the way he's punching the bag. He's, like, doing short things, short punches. And he mentioned, he said, man, this is my fault. Because if you're in a fight, your punches can't be short. Like, it just can't be. You have to fully extend while you're hitting the bags. You might as well practice how you're going to fight. Because if you're practicing not how you're going to fight, you're going to lose the fight. And so he was like, man, now I'm about to get back into it to show, like, the full range of motion of how you're supposed to actually train. So as you're training, you're preparing. And so when he said that video, when I saw the video, and he was saying you have to focus on the basics. You have to go all the way back to the beginning and understand when you are at a certain level, you can never forget the basics, because the basics is going to always be with you. And it taught me something, that even if you have everything, even if you're good, even if you're LeBron James, you still have to go to the basics at some point. Even if you're Tom Brady, at some point you have to go back to the basics mechanics, because you have to work there to get there. And as you're working there to get there, you have to keep working to stay there. I respect Tom Brady so much because not only did he win 7 different NFL championships, NFL Super Bowls, what he did was that he got better over time. He improved. 7 rings is a lot to win. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of practice. It's a lot of preparation. What we see is what he displayed on the field. And as we're seeing what's going on on the field, we're seeing real-time effort, because it shows how well he's prepared for it. How well he's prepared for it. I remember watching the Super Bowl. I can't remember the exact number, but I was watching the Super Bowl with the Patriots and the Falcons. And in this Super Bowl, the Falcons was up 28-3 at halftime. And when Tom Brady came back out after halftime in third quarter, it was a different atmosphere while watching the game. I'm only watching the game. Tom Brady was playing the game. But as I'm here watching the game, it goes from 3-9 because Tom Brady just moved the ball down and they end up scoring. Right, so it was now it's 28-10. I'm sorry, 28-10. God, believe I made the field goal at that time. It's 28-10. A quarter and a half left to go. And so when Tom Brady kept showing up, his team went from 10-17-24-31, and then towards the end of the game, they kicked the field goal. It was 34-28. It was 34-28. And the reason why that was so important, was so special, is because he had a skill, and the skill that he had to go back to the basics to win the game. When you have a skill, when you develop a skill, when you develop a craft, you can never forget about the basics, because at some point, it's going to always come out. It's going to always come out when you don't even expect it to be present. Because what happens is that when you focus on the basics and you start to get better and you start to add things to your education, to your skills, to the way you're doing things, the way you're producing, it's going to be so confusing to remember the basics because you've learned a lot. I remember when we went to, it was a Money Is conference, it was a financial conference, and the name of the conference was called Money Is Conference. And so we go to this conference, and the guy that's there, he says, just because you're here today doesn't mean you're going to fully understand finances when you leave. It doesn't mean you're going to fully understand money when you leave. It's up to you to do additional research. It's up to you to do additional, to educate yourself further. It's up to you to do that. Because if you're not doing that, you can't fully learn within just 2 days of learning this information. And so as he's talking about it was like tax-free accounts and different accounts that goes with it. As he's talking about it, he's starting at the basics. He said the first day is so hard to speak about because it's a history lesson. It's a history lesson because he has to go back and teach the importance behind it. And as he's teaching it, he's like, it's really boring. Like, I really hate teaching it. But the basics is important to learn. Because if you have the basics, if you have an understanding of what you're doing, you can get better because you know how you're doing it. And what happens is that when you get to a certain level, you forget about the basics, and the basics is no longer important. Because you start to do more fancy things, you start to improve more, you start to develop more, you start to learn more, you start to be more creative. And in the beginning of the class, in the beginning of the resource, in the beginning of learning something new, they give you the terminology to remember, to learn, to study, and recognize that it's the basics. If you remember the basics will always be with you because the basics can always be improved. And what I've learned is that for the people that recognize how important the basics are, they are phenomenal people. They are phenomenal players. They are phenomenal athletes. Because they understand to be good at something, you have to start when you don't know what you're doing. And when you get a little bit more education, when you get skilled, when you get developed, when you improve, you start to remember that your basics is catching up with your experience because the basic knowledge is always within you. The reason why that's so important, I remember the Venus sisters, Serena Williams sisters. Williams sisters, Serena Williams and Venus Williams. I believe that's their names. So they were tennis players, and they started at a young age. I remember watching this movie when Will Smith was in it, and it was like a couple of actors showing like the history of the champions. Like, they've won many, multiple different trophies and awards, but before they won anything, they started when they was young. And when they was young, they was able to learn their skill, and over time, the skill just developed. Over time, the skill changed. Over time, the skill just improved. Because at first, it went from having the skill to performing in front of a lot of people. Not only is that pressure, but there's pressure from other people that's looking at you, right? So now you go from a young tennis player learning the skills, developing experience, and understanding the craft to go along the journey to say, I'm going to show up every single day. I'm going to improve every single day. I'm going to get better every single day. And their work ethic shows how much they focus on the basics. Because if memory serves me correctly, tennis, you have to hit one ball across the net. And the net is the dividing line between one opponent and the next one. You have to hit the ball across the net, and you have to hit the ball across the net again. And it's understanding, when you learn this basics of hitting the ball across the net, you can get more skilled because you're focusing on the basics. The basics is always with you, and when you understand why the basics is always with you, you can improve. I remember playing this game called the Wii. and during this time, the game called Wii, the game console called Wii, it was a fun game. It was an entertaining game. It was a game where we had one controller, and the game simulated what we was doing. And I remember playing this bowling game. And in this bowling game, it was fun because I'm left-handed, so I had the controller in my hand. I had my back finger on like the button behind it, and then I had this one where I can press A, I can press the volume, and so on and so forth. And so when we're playing bowling, you have to hold the back one down, and you have to move your arm, like physically move your arm, and then throw it. And so I remember it was my time to go, so I held the button down, and as I'm walking like I'm about to actually bowl. And as I'm actually about to bowl, I got my arm back. I got my finger on the back button. And as my finger and my arm is back, I pull it. And the ball goes. The ball goes, the ball goes, the ball goes. And when the ball gets towards the end, it missed all 10 pins. Now, when I saw that it missed 10 pins, I said, What just happened? What just happened? I thought I rolled the ball correctly. And what I did recognize is that I didn't align the basic skills right down the middle. I threw the ball when the ball went to the right. I knew I threw it wrong because I wasn't worried about the basics. I wasn't worried about the base. I wasn't worried about throwing the ball down the middle. I'm not saying it's going to be a strike, but at least I can hit something. But I forgot about the basics. And since I forgot about the basics, it taught me that when you get out of line, you have to get yourself in line by focusing on the basics. Why is the basics important? Because it's something that's going to always be with you. It's going to be always something that's important. See, to change, to adapt to change, you have to be willing to know that it's okay to evolve. It's okay to grow. It's okay to develop within yourself. Because what happens is that when you start giving yourself permission, you start to build skills up that will last you a lifetime. Podcasting changed my life because it taught me that if you start here, if you start with no microphone, if you start with no camera, if you start with no fancy studio, you can get better over time. Because you're building a skill. And when you get better over time, the skill that you're building is going to always stay with you. And since it's staying always with you, you have to know that it's going to, you can develop even more. What you are is the jar is not your endpoint. The jar is not your endpoint. And I heard this story called the law of the lid. And with this law of the lid, it's so incredible because it makes a lot of sense. And so I was in this online course. And as I'm watching the course, he's talking about how every business owner, every leader, they're their own stopping point because they don't know how to let go of doubt, let go of fear, let go of the information that they do not know. But the big, the owner, the business owner, their biggest struggle is getting out their own way, right? And so as he was explaining, he said 98% of businesses fail because they don't have the right people. They can run out of money. They're not properly doing business. And he explains, when a business fail, they fail because the leader stopped growing. The leader stopped growing because the leader put the lid on top of him or her, and they're no longer developing within themselves. So now they have a limit on how far they can grow, how far they can develop, how far they can build this skill, because they stopped growing and learning within themselves. So when I heard that analogy, I said, man, that is a great analogy. And then he also referenced John C. Maxwell, because he speaks a lot about leadership. And as I got older and I really recognized what leadership actually was, is focusing on yourself first so you can learn how to inspire your team. So I'm learning how to work on myself and continue to develop, because even though I started podcasting with no equipment, no studio, no idea who I was speaking to, I started because I had an idea. But an idea can only take you so far if you're not learning about it, if you're not continuously improving on it. You have to open this lid, because the lid can eventually just be removed. And once it's removed, you have to train yourself so you can get out your way. Because it's something that you don't know. It's something that you're not aware of. It's something that you're not familiar with. But you have to stop telling yourself that you can't grow. You have to stop telling yourself that you can't improve. You have to stop telling yourself that you can't start. Starting a podcast was the greatest thing that I've ever done, because I've learned how to be consistent. I've learned how to tell stories. I've learned how to show up. Because if I continue to show up, eventually I'll be able to help 1 billion people. And that's with a B, start their podcast. Why is this important? Because you have to be willing to adapt to change. Change only comes from when you make your mind up and decide for yourself. How can I get better? How can I improve? How can I learn new information? What I've learned is that when you learn a particular skill, this is just a starting point. The basis is just a starting point, because now you have to learn everything that goes within it. And believe me, it's a lot that goes within it. But just because it's a lot that goes within it doesn't mean you have to stop growing. And it taught me that when you understand how you are doing it and you recognize the basics can be improved on. It can be strengthened. It can be worked on. I remember playing football in high school. When I played football in high school, my 12th grade year, I was a captain. So before my 12th grade year, as me being the captain, I had to work to get that position, had to work to get that acknowledgement, had to work extremely hard. So my 11th grade year, that's exactly what I did. I worked extremely hard. I was learning the plays. I was learning how to communicate. I was learning how to continue to show up when I'm tired. I had to learn so many different skills. But it came from me identifying that I want to be a linebacker. That my coach put me in linebacker. When I got in the role and responsibilities, I excelled in that. In my 11th grade year, I had so many different tackles. I was all over the place. Like, for some reason, I had a lot of speed. I was fast. Like, I was focused. I was determined. And what I didn't recognize is that as I was working on myself, I was building a skill, because as I'm working on myself and I start working with others, I can show what hard work look like. And it taught me that if you understand the basics are going to always be there. I remember in one of the practices as I was playing football, it was called the Tiger Drill. And what this drill is like a kickoff practice drill. So that way, like when people go on kickoff and the ball is kicked, the people that's on this line, the people that's here know how to tackle, know how to stop the ball. And so we had two lines, and it was one person in the middle. So the two lines, was on the left side and the right side, or left side of the hash on the football field and the right side of the hash of the football field. And the person that was returning the ball was on the other side. And once the ball is thrown or kicked, they catch it, and it's two people running up, right? So the way that they taught us the basics is that when you run up, slow down, gather your feet, gather your steps, and then you'll be able to make the tackle. What was hard for me in the beginning, my 10th grade year, was that I would run, but I was so down by the time he catches the ball and he start running. What I didn't know is that you're supposed to slow down as the ball is coming down, then you hit him. And so as we're doing this drill, the tiger drill, we're doing this drill, but I'm not so good at it. I'm not able to make tackles. I'm getting burnt. I'm overrunning the place. But what I'm learning is that this basic skills, if you run to the player, if you run to this place, if you slow down 5 yards in front of him, you will be able to make the tackle. But I didn't know that because I wanted to be fancy. I wasn't educated enough to understand that this is how you make a tackle. This is how you make a play. You have to be willing to slow down. I just wanted to run fast. You have to be willing to slow down so you can know how to gather your steps. You see, you recognize the basics. You have to gather your step as you improve along your journey, along your path, along this skill, because the skill comes from the basics. But the basics helps you gather your steps. You have to be willing to gather your steps from the basic, because the basic is going to help you improve. The basic is going to help you grow. The basic is going to help you develop. The reason why that's so important, because it shows that you are committed to learning this skill. When I started podcasting, I had to commit to myself every single day and say, I'm going to come home and make a podcast regardless of the fact. Because I knew I needed to do this. I didn't know what was going to come in the future. I just knew I needed to do this. You see, needing and wanting is two completely different things. Because if I need to learn this skill, I need to be willing to do it every single day. If I want to learn this skill, I don't necessarily have to do it every single day. Because it's a level of comfort that changes from needing and wanting. Because when you need something, you get it done. When you want something, you won't get it done as quickly, but you get it done in time. You see, podcasting was something that I had to commit to, because it was something I was dedicated to. How do you get good at something if you're not great at it? How do you get good at something if you're not great at the basics? How do you get good at something if you don't understand the lessons that you learned in the beginning? You see, it taught me that podcasting is not just podcasting. Podcasting is sharing my message. Podcasting is telling my story. Podcasting is just saying, I understand where you are at. Because it's a struggle to be vulnerable. It's a struggle to open up. It's a struggle to share your experience. But what I've learned is that experience is the best teacher, because your experience taught you the lessons. Why did I need to slow down when I was playing football and we was doing the tiger drill? Well, I needed to slow down so I can make a tackle. I need to slow down so we can make a tackle. Because if one person overruns the play and the one gathered their steps to slow down, they can make the play. If both people overrun the play, the play is dead. You have to be willing to overrun your play, to overrun the basics, to know that you have to start back at the beginning. Because the basic lesson is going to always be there. There's a reason why you learned this particular information first. Because you have to understand, when you learn this information, it can only improve from this. You can learn more from this. But once you have the basics, you have an understanding. And so once you have an understanding, now you can do it more often. It's recognizing the type of creativity that you would like to focus on. It shows that you are on the right path, But the skill that you would like to do, you have to get focused and let go of everything else because you have too many things going on around you. Why is it so important? It's important because you can't necessarily focus on two different things. There's a saying that says a person who chases two rabbits go two different directions, go two different ways. He doesn't catch neither one of them. He or she doesn't catch neither one of them because they're going two different ways. Like they're pulling each other. Like it's kind of like a tug of war where both of them is going this direction. And as they're going this direction, you're not building no skill because you're all over the place. You're all over the place. How do you understand one skill? You have to let go of the other skills and focus on one. And focusing on one is so difficult because we're so creative. We have so many things in our mind and so many things that we can start and so many things that we're doing. Excuse me, but none of those things are helping us build a skill. It takes 10,000 hours to build a skill. And I want to argue that it takes even more to master the skill. Because the first 10,000 is just the basics. Like, you gotta get comfortable with the basics first. Before you can do anything. And 10,000 hours is just an introduction to the basics. Because it's something that you are learning. Something that you are aware of. Something that you are practicing. Something that you are studying. It focuses on the introduction. When I started podcasting, I got introduced to podcasting because I went to a course, went to an online course. And what I didn't recognize is that it was the basics. I remember the second one that I've made, that I recorded. I had my laptop. I had a microphone. At the time, I had a microphone because I can just put it on my table, on my desk. I had the microphone, but I had my camera off. I wasn't even recording my face. I wasn't even recording my body language. I wasn't even recording nothing. I plugged the microphone in. I turned off the camera, and I spoke for 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes. And what I didn't recognize is that podcasting not only has audio or what you can hear, it has something what you can see. How do you pull from both so that both can be impactful? Well, you have to focus on one. Podcasting helped me focus on podcasting and communicating. Like, how can I communicate with others if I'm not communicating with myself? And so this taught me that the way you communicate, the way you go about it, is that you have to focus on one thing. The person who's looking to catch two rabbits are not going to catch any rabbits because the rabbits are running in different directions. The person who has multiple different skills, is creative in different ways, have different things going on, they can't complete nothing, they can't finish nothing because they have two different things pulling them in different directions. They have three different things pulling them in different directions. They have four things pulling them in different directions. How can you focus on one when you're spread it too thin? When you're spread it too thin, it's kind of like a rubber band. One of them thick rubber bands. So in the beginning, the rubber band is just, it's a hole. Like, the rubber band is there. It's not stretched. It's not thin or nothing like that. So then you get the rubber band. You grab it with one. And then you grab it with two, and then you start to pull. You start to pull. And what you're pulling is that you're pulling yourself. You're tensioning yourself because you're stretching yourself too thin. So the rubber band started thick. It started thick. Like that. It started thick. But as you stretch it out, it goes from thick to thin. Thin. Because the power comes from the stretch. The power comes from the stretching. And as you're pulling yourself too thin, There's going to be a point in time where you're going to have to let it go so you can pop yourself. You're going to have to let something go so not only can you come back to the reckless size and you use all your strength in one direction, you have to be willing to pop yourself to know that you are doing way too much. And as you're stretching yourself too thin, and all of a sudden life hits you. All of a sudden, you get your heart broken. All of a sudden, you are depressed. All of a sudden, you have fears. All of a sudden, you have a lot of things to handle. Then you get popped. Now, getting popped, it hurts because it stings. I mean, there's one time I got popped by a rubber band. It hurt so much, I wept up. I had a little bruise on my finger because of the rubber band. All that power came from stretching myself. And when I had so many different things going on, it had no choice but to pop me. And then when it popped me, I had to focus on the one. You see, when I was able to focus on this one thing, I stopped learning how to have multiple things going on that I wasn't good at. Multiple different skills I'm trying to learn at the same time. Multiple different lessons that I'm learning at the same time. But when I popped myself, it woke me up because now I said I need to focus on one thing. Because if I'm focused on one thing, I can move all over the place. I can move all over the place because it's one focus that I have. My attention is on this. I'm not stretching myself too thin because there's nothing for me to pop myself with. Because I'm the only one. It's only one thing that I'm moving. It's only one thing that I'm paying attention to. It's only one thing that has my attention. Podcasting was the thing that had my attention, and I was determined to learn more about it so that I could stop stretching myself too thin. I remember a couple years ago, one of the first courses that I ever bought was a real estate course. When I bought the real estate course, immediately after that, I bought a program called the Surplus Funds. Immediately after that, it was another way to invest in real estate, and my attention was spread thin because the course that I bought for $1,997, when I bought this course, I did nothing with the information because I was over here trying to learn real estate. I was over here trying to do real estate. I was over here trying to be good in real estate wholesaling. And what I didn't recognize is that it took two different strengths from me. It took so much attention from me. One thing didn't even get up. The $1,997 that I spent on this program was a waste because I didn't use it. I didn't even educate myself. How could I educate myself when I didn't even use the knowledge? And when I recognized that it was me that was stretching myself too thin, because I had an idea of something working like this, I knew it was me that was a problem. I knew it was my struggle. Because I saw so many different things shining upon me. As I'm seeing things shine upon me, I get a syndrome to go do the thing. To go do and try it because I wanted to do it. Like, you can make a lot of money in surplus funds. You can make a lot of money in real estate wholesaling. You can make a lot of money in content creation. You can make a lot of money in cooking. But you can only make money when you focus on one thing. When you focus on developing the thing and recognizing that the things that you are focused on, it can improve. It can grow. It can develop. And it taught me that when you understand how to go about doing it, you do it more often. You do the basics more often. Because the basics is never going to leave you. It's never going to let you down. I remember I played the position of linebacker. And in the position of linebacker, when it was a coach that was there my 11th grade year, and it was a new coach there my 12th grade year. So the coach that was in my 11th grade year, he taught us how to play linebacker in a particular way. And when in the particular way that he taught us how to play, it was a good way of teaching, but it wasn't the best. And so when the following coach came in, he gave us steps to follow. He gave us a blueprint. He gave us reasoning behind how to be a good linebacker. If you're going to be a good linebacker, you need to understand the steps. You need to understand the small action. You need to understand what it takes to be good. Then he referenced Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor was a phenomenal defensive end slash linebacker. He was a phenomenal player. And he was a phenomenal player because he focused on the basics. He focused on his role. He focused on what he needed to do. He wasn't stretched thin on playing different positions. He was stretched thin because the one position required the same amount of energy than the next one. There's certain plays that they call when Lawrence Taylor was at defensive end. There's certain plays that they called when the Giants called and he was at linebacker. He was a great player because he understood the basics. And so our football coach, he wanted us to understand that if you're going to be good, if you're going to be great, if you're going to be a good football player, you have to do the basics. You have, as little as they seem, as not important as they may appear, you have to be willing to do the basics, because once you perfect the basics, you will be a great player. Once you perfect the basics, you'll be a great person. Once you perfect the basics, you will understand what it takes to be great. Because it starts small. You have to start in the beginning. And so one of the things that he taught us is that when they say hood, you have to shuffle your feet. It's just a 1, 2, 3. It's not even you have to shuffle so much, but you have to do the steps. You have to do the 3 steps. Because if you do the 3 steps and you're able to recognize where the ball is going, you can get there a lot faster. And when I did that for the first time, it opened my eyes up to what was possible. So the play came and the running back was about to get the ball. The running back is the person that runs the ball. So the person who's about to run the ball, the running back, he get the ball. And our linebacker coach told us, when he say hut, you do 1, 2, 3, and you just wait. Like you shuffle your feet and you wait. And so I did that. 1, 2, 3, I shuffled my feet and I waited. And then the linebacker came, and then I met him at the line of scrimmage. The line of scrimmage is the line where the ball is at, where they hike the ball to run the play. And so when I was able to like make that play in practice, my coach celebrated. He was like, yeah, Humphrey, that's how you do it. That's how you do it. I said, do what? I'm confused what I just do because I'm only focusing on the basics. He said, that's how you run that play. That's how you do the basics. I said, oh. That makes sense now. When you focus on the basics, when you improve with life, and life is coming at you, and you learn new material and new skills and new information. Never forget about the basics. Because when you perfect the basics, you can do and become a lot more. I said, ooh, that was deep. That was deep. That was deep. What I've learned is that when the coach told me to focus on the basics, to focus on the 3 steps, I focused on the 3 steps. I didn't focus on the 4, 5, 6 steps. I didn't focus on the next position. I didn't focus on the next skill. My creativity came from my focus because I was able to focus on one thing. I was able to pay attention to one thing. This one thing just grew to multiple different things. You see, when I start really paying attention to the podcast and really being committed to being a podcaster, I have to understand that there's a lot of information I did not know. Kanala, what's up, man? There's a lot of information that I did not know. And what I didn't recognize is that podcasting is a business. It can be a business. You can make money from it. But I didn't know. I'm still learning. So I'm doing a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. Is that the skill that you have, you can make money from it. So I've produced 893 podcast episodes, and it took me this long to even recognize that it can be a business, that it is a business. It's a form of advertising. It's a form of marketing. It's a form of communication. It can be a business. But podcasting has to be structured as a business. I just can't be making videos just to be making videos. And when I understood that there's a process that you have to go through to recognize what the steps are, you can improve a lot better because you understanding the basics. Well, maybe made my mind up to do a 90-day challenge to make $100,000 is because I start to understand that podcasting was a business. I help entrepreneurs start their podcast because I've been there. I've been struggling before. I've been at a point where I didn't have the fancy equipment. I've been at a point where I didn't have the microphone. I've been at a point where I didn't know what to speak about and why it was even important. I've been at the beginning phase of being a podcaster. I've been at the bottom of starting a podcast. I've been there when I just wanted to make a difference. Yet I didn't know the type of difference that it would make on me. Having a podcast is so much more than communicating. It's so much more than interviews. It's so much more than you can ever imagine, because it's knowledge in here that you have to understand and learn how to work with, rather than against. Because when you learn how to work with the basics, you can go back to the roots whenever you feel stuck. Whenever you get in a place, and when you get in a place, the opportunity feels shortened because you're not able to fully comprehend what's going on. I was in a place where I was just producing, and didn't make no money from this. And made absolutely no money from that. Because I had no idea that I can make money from it. I had no idea that I can make money from producing podcasts. But what I've learned is that I focused on this skill for the last half a decade. And as I'm focusing on this skill, I'm getting better. I'm learning. And I'm also learning about business. So when I start learning about business, I start putting myself in a different position, because now I understand more. Now I'm more aware, just a little bit more. Now I'm able to push myself in a way that's going to help me grow. How can I do podcasting if I don't know what to talk about? How can I do podcasting if I don't have the time? How can I do podcasting if I don't have the equipment? Well, you start with the basics. You start with what you have. What you have is good enough. What you have is great enough to start. But just like the example that I gave earlier of the law of the lid, I'm going to get another example with the law of the lid. So the law of the lid is that you can train mosquitoes how not to go past the lid. All you have to do is get some mosquitoes, put them in a jar, put the jar on, and then the mosquitoes are so used to hitting the top. When the top is removed from the jar and the mosquitoes are still in the jar, the mosquitoes is coming up, but they're not hitting the ceiling. They're not hitting the ceiling because they already been trained to hit the top. So when the top is removed, they are thinking that the top is there. And so when the mosquito gets trained, they have to be untrained to know that they can fly high. If they can think big, that they can get out of this jar, You see, what happens is that when you have the law of the lid, your own limited education, your own limited belief, your own limited skills is stopping you, because you don't think that you can grow more. You don't think you can grow big. You don't think you can do more. How? Because it's something that you do not know. It's something that you don't fully, that you haven't learned. It's something that's stopping you because you're constantly hitting that seal. You're constantly hitting that wall because you've been trained not to think big. You've been trained that what you're thinking doesn't even matter, because you've been taught that it's not okay to think big. You see, the law of the lid is a great example, because in order to get out the lid, first you have to remove the lid. Then, secondly, you have to be willing to learn something new, because not only are you used to hitting the top of the jar, you get to a point where you start to learn new information, And you're getting just a little bit higher. Like you're flying just a little bit higher. You're like you're learning something new. You're training yourself. You're reprogramming yourself. You're changing yourself. And see, when as you continue to change yourself, you have to know that you can continue to evolve. And eventually, rather than being in a jar, you're going to be out in the world. The reason why that's so important is because when you develop a skill, when you would like to start podcasting, podcasting takes effort. Podcasting takes time. Podcasting takes a lot of energy. But who to say that the person who's looking to start their podcast won't make a difference? But it's something that you do not know. The lid, law of lid, like you're only aware of the information that you have, which is not that much. There's nothing bad. You just have to start with the basics to know that you can be confident on camera, you can have topics to speak about, and you can share your message. But to recognize how to share your message, you have to learn from someone who has produced 893 podcast episodes. Because there's a formula around success. There's a formula around getting out the lid. There's a formula around growth. How do you grow if you hadn't had a chance to grow? How do you evolve if you are not around others that's making you evolve or that's helping you evolve? Because what I've learned is that to be better, you have to learn what better looks like. I remember my 9th and 10th grade year, it was so hard for me because I wasn't a great football player. I didn't even play on Friday nights. I played on Monday nights when nobody was in the stands besides my mama. My mama was in the stands. Shout out to my mama, who was a single mom, raising 3 boys by herself. And so when I was playing my 9th and 10th grade year, I saw 2 people, 2 examples, be great linebackers. So not only are they great linebackers, but their work ethic was crazy. Like they worked so hard, even in practice, even before the game, they worked so hard. So I found a way to get close to them because I need to see something different. I need to learn something different. I need to be around these people. I need to see what their work ethic is, how they're working, what are they working on, why are they working this hard. But I had to get around them to know that they're working hard because they want to work hard to better themselves. And I was young. I was in the 9th and 10th grade, and that was 11th and 12th. So I have to learn how to work hard. So when I got to see the example, I became the example, because then my 12th grade year, I was the captain for the team because I saw what hard work looked like. To get in podcasts and see, I help entrepreneurs start their podcast. To start your podcast, you have to be willing to share your message. And as you're sharing your message, you have to know that someone is going to listen, but they're not going to listen today. Because it takes time for your message to get out to the world. Last is that you have to share your message. I saw what hard work was. I saw it. I felt it. I understood it. And then I became the hard work that teaches people how to start their podcast. So if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button and leave in the comments below, what is your biggest takeaway on how change, what is your biggest takeaway for changing yourself and building that skill for yourself? Let me know in the comments, what are your thoughts on, what are your biggest takeaway from this video, from this live? And if you stay to the end, make sure you subscribe. If you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure you go to, make sure you leave a review. To leave a review, hit the 3 dots and go to share podcast. And then once you go to share podcast, go click leave review. Then leave a review on Failure's Knowledge Podcast. And I appreciate it. Listen, you are great, you are meaningful, you are powerful. Just know you are meant for greatness. You just got to get around with greatness. You just have to get around other great people so you can walk into your greatness. I appreciate y'all for joining.